The exact amount that could be passed down to ratepayers isn't known at this point. Negotiations are still ongoing. But recent filings by Southern Company, Georgia Power's parent company, have Jim Warren of the environmental watchdog NC Warren very concerned.
You are going to expect some changes to occur, but the enormity of these problems so early on, I mean, they're barely 3 months from receiving a license for construction, and they are already suffering major cost overruns.
The original cost of the project is about $14 billion. The cost overruns threaten to raise the price tag nearly $1 billion. Southern officials say the overrun stems from a delayed federal licensing process. According to recent SEC filings, Southern believes its primary manufacturer, Westinghouse, should absorb the costs of the delay. Steve Higginbottom is a spokesman for Southern Company.
The company has not agreed with the amount of these proposed adjustments or that the owners have responsibility for any costs related to these issues.
Georgia Power has a 45% stake in the project. Oglethorpe Power, the Municipal Electric Authority of Georgia, and Dalton Utilities are the project's other major partners. According to Higginbottom, Georgia Power is negotiating on their behalf.
If a compromise cannot be reached, formal dispute resolution, which includes litigation, it could follow, and the company intends to vigorously defend its position.
Higginbottom says that in the event that Georgia Power is deemed responsible, the company would have the authority to go to the Public Service Commission and seek approval to recover those costs from ratepayers. For WAB News, I'm Jonathan Shapiro.